Helping Hand, weekly feature, HBR1 stations, each week, Friday afternoons. Helping Hand puts the spotlight on an organization, topic, event in the community that offers assistance to the disabled and other folks who are among the most vulnerable. Aloha, I'm Dave Lawrence, and thank you for listening. This week, it is returning guest Mental Health Kokua, who largest mental health nonprofit in the islands, a name that you might know because so much has been happening with homelessness. They've been providing service for more than 40 years, many different kinds of service, best known for helping those who are both homeless and mentally ill, though. 30 houses across the state on all the major islands. That number could even be growing because of the need that's happening. They claim a greater than 90% long-term recovery success rate. And we've got actor Jeff Bridges, as you know. He's appearing tomorrow at the Sheraton Maui, part of the Maui Celebrity Series. A portion of those proceeds go toward Mental Health Kokua. As we heard about, he was our guest earlier this week. Today we hear more about the mission around the islands. Mental Health Kokua CEO Greg Payton is back. He joins us now here. Greg, good to see you.
Hey, thanks, Dave. Always a pleasure to be here. Thank you for the opportunity.
You're welcome. And you've been new things happening around, and we'll get an update on the homeless situation on the Valley Isle and other initiatives over there where the special event is happening tomorrow night. But first, if you can, just explain for folks how you see Mental Health Kokua fitting into the needs in the community that you're serving.
Well, this particular focus right now, we're talking about Maui. We always seem to talk about homelessness in Honolulu because that's the big topic. Mm. But it's a statewide problem. It's a problem everywhere. And Maui is significant. And it's significant in Maui because there simply is not affordable housing in Maui for the population of people that we're talking about. You have a little more options on Oahu than you would in Maui. And so we're looking at trying to develop housing on Maui. For example, there's basically two kinds of housing that we're talking about. One is landlord-based, where you actually go and rent from a landlord and assist somebody to be successful in their housing. And the other is, it's called project-based, and that's where a provider like us would develop some housing and create the opportunity for people to get off the streets. And so we're looking at both. We do both. We have caseworkers, outreach workers that go out and help find landlords in the community who are willing to rent to us. And we also create project-based housing for people who may be a little more disabled and might need a little more assistance to get back on their feet again.
Is that kind of like the refreshment center downtown? Is that a project? How does that?
No, that's more different? of a hygiene center that we do in Chinatown. This is more like having on-site support for somebody who they have their own unit, their own living space, but there's also on-site staff to be able to assist people.
Residential that you're looking to create.
That's right.
With and I just the reason I mentioned that was I thought that program. Let me turn this thing. The reason I mentioned that one is I thought that eventually that property was going to also have some of that there too, no? Or is that just going to stay a hygiene center?
At Pauahihala, yes, our hygiene center is operational. Right now, we're in the middle of a major renovation in partnership with the city and with HUD, and they're investing a lot of money into the project to renovate the building. And so we'll be moving, actually, our Safe Haven homeless program into Pauahihala later this year.
So that's what I was thinking of, right? But that's not a partner project like this that you're describing. The thing that you're seeking to do on Maui is where someone comes to you and they want to invest in a structure that'll be a residence.
Exactly. We have the infrastructure to be able to sustain the ongoing financial support of the program. We're looking for how can the community help? How can the community help? And it's a variety of levels. If you just have furniture, kitchenware, anything to donate, people need that kind of thing. And if people would like to make a major contribution for a capital campaign, it would also help us to purchase and renovate a property where we could house folks. And the good news about that is we make everything permanent housing, so people can move in and stay as long as they want to. And as people with mental illness get off the street, are doing better in their own recovery. The exciting thing is what ends up happening is they choose to move on to their own place after a while. They also might have some part-time work or something else that will afford them the ability to move on to pay their own rent. So ours is kind of a stepping stone, although we don't count it as transitional housing because people can stay as long as they want to. But the fact is about 8 out of 10 people that move into a situation like that choose to move on to their own place because they get better, they get healthy.
What do you have now on Maui as we speak?
We have a number of group home type settings that we have on Maui where we provide services with varying levels of supervision. So they can either be in a 24-hour supervised location, 8 to 16-hour supervised, semi-independent. And we also have supported housing where we actually go and work with landlords to rent to us, and then we provide almost daily contact with the people that live there so we can provide community support.
And this is people that you're helping with mental illness and homeless, or one or both?
Yeah, the people that we're serving, we're talking about, are people that without us, they would be homeless. So okay. They're mentally ill, homeless, and about 85% of the homeless population also have a chemical dependency issue. And again, just as a reminder for the audience, the people that we serve that have a chemical dependency problem, it's more medicating, self-medicating the problem that they have. Once they get with us, get on medication, see a psychiatrist, have support, almost all of the folks are abstinent after a while. And that's not any magic that we have. It's just they're living a healthy lifestyle.
What's the story with that? Are you at all involved in that campground idea for Maui? I know that's a Maui County homeless topic.
It has been. We have been approached, as well as many other of the homeless providers on Maui, to see how we might be able to assist. And certainly we would. We could do a variety of things, including homeless outreach. We could do on-site psychiatry if we needed to. Any way that we can help engage people. You have to remember the people that might come to a site like that are usually unmedicated, and they have psychiatric issues, and many of them have realized some kind of violence or encounters on the street, so they can be oftentimes very suspicious and paranoid about us. So it takes a while to engage people. So that would be a good purpose for us to help them to get to know us so we could help them to get off the street into permanent housing.
Where are folks clustered over there? If you could know, when we think of as Maui housing, let me think how to put this. For Maui, painting to describe the Maui homeless population, we're talking about the island, I guess, first, right? We're not, or are you, guys are serving folks on Molokai, and there is one homeless person on Lanai or something to that effect?
Our primary focus is Wailuku and Kahului. That's where okay. most of the homeless folks that we see, although there are some folks that are in Lahaina as well. But most of the folks that we serve, the congregation of people, is in Wailuku and Kahului.
Okay, and so no service on those other two islands?
Not for mental health kakua.
Okay, no, that's good to know. You got to see where the parameters are. But on Maui, where you're active with it, most of the homeless are congregated in the main urban centers, it sounds like.
It is, and it's not unlike other big cities. It's a smaller version of that, but it's people who cluster around where they might be able to get food and other kinds of resources that they need. So it's the boat harbor, different beaches, things like that in the area. And we have a very interactive relationship with the other shelters in the area, too.
It's also one of those things where the number has risen dramatically for Maui County, correct?
You know, it's risen about 8% since 2011. So it's incrementally inched up over the last couple of years. So what does that mean? It's a little always disturbing for us as providers when this happens, because we have contracts to serve X amount of people every year, for example. We do that. We think we've hit the number we're supposed to hit. And then every year, as you know, we do the whole nation does a point in time count for homelessness, which is sponsored by HUD and the VA. And every year that inches up. And so it's frustrating for us to see that people falling into homelessness faster than we can provide services to get them off the streets.
Is it that Maui has the fastest rising? There was some statistic relating to Maui homelessness. I thought that it was like either that it was the fastest rising.
You know, it's an interesting thing. It's not unlike Honolulu, for example, in which you're in this dilemma where there's simply not an adequate amount of affordable housing in the area. And what housing is available is out of reach financially for most of the people that we're serving. And the statistics are about the same across the state. And that is, you would have to make about $31 an hour to be able to afford a two-bedroom unit at fair market rent. And the prevailing wage here in Hawaii is about $13, almost $14 an hour. So you can see right off the bat, there's a problem with making enough money to even get into homelessness. I mean, to get out of homelessness and into a place to live.
Now, you want to look ideally for folks in on the Valley Isle who would want to partner with you. You envision ideally the best way to serve those most in need is to go into which communities precisely, and what kind of structure would you develop?
Well, you know, what we were hoping for is a multi-family unit area, so it's zoned that way so that we can have multiple unrelated people that are living together in an area. So kind of like a small apartment building, for example, not a big warehouse, but a small apartment building. We have one project like that in the works right now in Wailuku that we've had for a number of years, and we're renovating it to turn it into just this kind of a project. Very easy, very simple to do, and it provides, like I say, kind of a project-based approach. That's not the only solution. So if there's also landlords out there that are interested, or if people have an ohana on their house, they'd be interested in working with us, we can also work directly with landlords in the area if they're interested in a housing first kind of model, where we just put the person into the living situation and then we work with them to provide daily support.
And is there a specific area on the island, I guess, because you've already pointed out where the two largest populations of homeless are, does it matter where someone, if they have a property, because you're looking for an existing property too. We're not looking for land. You're looking for property that's
existing
already
existing properties, right?
So if there's an existing property, where are the parameters in terms of the community? So there's some, I guess I'm saying there could be someone listening. They've got a property, but maybe they feel like it's out of the way or not in the loop of where it would best serve this need.
You know, what would be the most helpful? Maui has a limited bus system, which works pretty well. And they also have MEO, which also provides transportation services. So something where we can get transportation to healthcare services in the area, and so people feel like they're connected. Central Maui would be an opportunity. Lahaina is an opportunity. It kind of depends also too on the person's choice. Where would they like to live? Many of the people that we serve that are homeless adults with mental illness, almost all of them come from the area. They're not transplants from the mainland, which is a popular myth. So if they can be relocated, maybe in proximity to family, where they can not have to live with their family, but maybe still be connected, have support. So it'd be their choice. Where would they like to live, and how can we best make that match?
Right. But for folks who have a property and who want to help, it's anywhere that's on the bus line is how I'm reading. If they contacted you and said, hey, I have, because that's ideally what you're looking for, right? Somebody who has, I have a property, it's in Kihei, and
exactly.
I want to make it available to help you house people who otherwise would be homeless. That'd be a good site.
That'd be a terrific site. And so if someone is in that situation, here's the good news about this. You think, well, why should I rent to a homeless person? I mean, I rent to somebody who has good credit or established, they have a good job. Why would I rent to a homeless person? Well, for one thing, if you're willing to do it and you want to make a contribution to the community, this is one way to do it. The other guarantees that we will make on our side as a provider is we will guarantee the rent. So we'll be sure the rent's always paid. If there's any damages to the property, we will make good on the repairs. And if there's any problems, we'll respond 24/7.
And so that's the word of the head of Mental Health Kokua, been around for 40 years or whatever. So there is some sense of credibility behind the, because those are valid concerns, everything you illustrate, being able to pay the rent, being able to have the property come out of the experience of having a renter in there and not be damaged. And so you're offering a lot of backup and support.
And you know what the interesting side effect is? Oftentimes the landlords will say that our tenants are the best ones they have. And why would that be? Well, because they are so anxious to get off the street that they're so motivated that they want to be good tenants and they want to do things right. And so they oftentimes are the best tenants that people have.
Is that sort of how you vet, for lack of a better word, is that how you screen to figure out who is appropriate for these? They're people that you think are the most responsible and capable. And because some people are in differing degrees of crisis and situation and may not be ready to get into a house. They may need more supervision. That may not be the right thing for them. So when you are thinking about, we tell our landlords we're going to be backing up the rent, we're going to take care of any damages, Are you also saying to them, and we are putting in people who we feel are the most appropriate for this kind of situation?
Yeah, it's a mutual choice, obviously. The landlord would have to interview them and see if there is somebody that they would be interested in working with. And we would also know them pretty well. They're probably, there are many folks might actually be in one of our existing programs and be kind of ready to move on to something else.
Okay, well, that's a good way of picturing it too, right? It's graduating from being in it, and that's the way you're already working with them, and you know that they want to move on, because it is a great opportunity to be able to have somebody step forward and come up with a residence for you when you don't have one.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a good program. People feel, oftentimes you say, like, again, what can I possibly do to help the homeless problem? Well, this is one way that you can help, and we'll be very happy to talk to you. Just give us a call.
When you do the downtown, the Safe Haven facility in Chinatown, one of the times that we talked before, you talked about recovering residents and staff getting involved in community patrols, neighborhood watch, weed and seed program, that sort of thing. Is there a parallel that goes on with the Maui County facility that you got?
You know, there's many of the people that we serve actually end up working in our program. So we have what we call peer coaches. Mm-hmm. And so people will get involved, and they actually are involved with other people that are just getting off the streets. Mm-hmm. So they'll be so we have a peer coach program that's very successful in people that have been there, done that, and they have a lot more credibility than we do as staff many times, and they can help to encourage and engage people to get off the streets. We also have in Maui a psychosocial rehab program, which has been very, very successful. We get people that are directly off the streets that come to the program each day, and they can get meals and get connected with services, and there's groups and classes and things like that for them as well.
Is there anything else people in Maui can provide that you need in terms of resources besides the potential for more properties to do these developments that we talked about? But in addition to that, are there other ways folks can help? If they can't help in that way, which a lot of us can't, obviously, because that's a very special niche of folks out there who may be able to do that. But other ways that you could use help?
Absolutely. If there's anything that people have, nothing is too small. You know, if you're a homeless person with nothing, if you have kitchenware, bedroom linens, if you have towels and bathroom kinds of things, furniture, anything you want to throw out is golden for us. So we'll be happy to take it if we can do something with it and use that to help somebody get started in their own place. That's perfect.
I know IHS, Jerry Coffey says, ladies' undergarments and undergarments in general is his big pitch. You guys have the same need?
There always is a clothing need, and we have had what we call boutiques and things like that where people donate clothes, and we use that. This is kind of a new venture trying to get people actually into their own units.
Right.
And so having startup kinds of resources like furniture, it's huge.
It is. No, everyone, you have your own needs for the way that you're helping people. Everyone does. It's neat to illustrate the differences. So we know how folks can most help you out. MentalHealthKukua.org is the website. 808-737-2523, the phone number. And they can direct you to regional offices from there, more support or specialized support or other resources in the community that they're partnered with that could be appropriate for whatever the situation is that you're calling regarding. And at our site, we've got that info number for offices on Hawaii Island, Maui, Kauai. They're on Facebook and Twitter as well. Of course, Jeff Bridges, Brian Evans, Sheraton Maui. Coming up tomorrow, a portion of the proceeds help Mental Health Kukua as well. And you can look for our interview with Jeff Bridges, who is on All Things Considered with us this week, at our website, where you can always find all of the Helping Hand segments online at HawaiiPublicRadio.org. What else is happening that we need to mention relating to the Maui situation?
Well, I did want to just bring up the Maui Celebrity Series. That's been a terrific opportunity for us. Brian Evans, entertainer and producer of the Maui Celebrity Series, has been very, very helpful with us. We've been blessed to have had the relationship and the partnership with him. So we've been able to actually, we worked with William Shatner in December of 2015, and now with Jeff Bridges. And it's been a very good opportunity. We weren't sure what to expect with this kind of a thing. And the outpouring of support from the community at these events has been really very surprising. It's been a pleasant surprise and a good thing to see. Our goal here is to raise some money and also to raise some awareness about what people can do to help. And I've been surprised at how many people have jumped in with just some of the things we've talked about.
How's this Massachusetts crooner guy who replicates Frank Sinatra, Tony Bennett style stuff so well and is so from Mass? What's the connection that he's doing all this out here?
You know, he started this 2 years ago, so he's done 24 of these events now, and he wasn't sure how well it would be received, and it's just been a terrific opportunity. People have really enjoyed it. What's so unique about it is, for example, it's at the Sheraton. It's in a huge ballroom, but it's actually a very intimate kind of setting. Usually you think of going to like a stadium or something, right? Or to a big theater to see something. And here you've got somebody sitting a few feet from you and they're entertaining and it's a very nice, intimate environment. And so it makes it well worth the money to be able to come in and see somebody that's one of your favorite celebrities. And they're right there a touch away. It's a very nice event, very intimate event. And the fact that they are willing to lend part of the proceeds to us to help end homelessness in Maui is just a blessing.
Are there more coming up?
There are several coming up each month throughout 2016. There'll be one each month, and we plan to be involved in one or two more.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you let me know when there's more of those that you guys are involved in. It's interesting. Was he live here during the winter or something? Or?
People, it's amazing how many people love Maui, right? So they oftentimes will either have a second home in Maui or it's a routine place that they come to every year.
So it's something like that for him. Well, that's obviously the case. Greg Payton, CEO, Mental Health Kokua, and really a great pleasure that we've been able to support you with these celebrity series shows and just supporting the organization in general. Thanks for what you do. And anytime there's something going on, please let us know. Great to have you on Helping Hand.
Dave Lawrence, thank you so much, and thanks to Hawaii Public Radio.